You're listening to Community Matters, a discussion of important issues facing our communities. The program is co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Troy McDonald, a Gateway marketing student who also serves as a development specialist for WGTD. Now, here's today's host.
And thank you, David Cole, and welcome this Saturday morning. I'm your host this week, Jim McClure, Walworth County correspondent for WGTD. And my guest this week is Becky Connolly, who is the Director of Marketing and Advertising for what's informally known as the Lake Geneva Cruise Line or the Gage Boats. And Becky, welcome.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's nice to be here.
Community matters. We like to get people involved in the community in all types of aspects. And to me, for our listening area, which stretches from Kenosha through the Lake Geneva, Geneva Lakes area, the cruise line experience that your company has provided for so many years is really, to me, a lot like the Statue of Liberty. There's people in New York who say they've never seen it, and yet you are such a part of this community that everyone should, whether they live nearby or within our listening area in northern Illinois or southwestern Wisconsin, owe it to themselves, don't they, both for fun and for history?
Oh, absolutely. It still amazes me the amount of people that I interact with on a daily basis who all say, oh, I really want to get out on one of the cruises, and they've never been on one, and they've lived here their entire lives.
Well, let me paint our area for those who may not be so familiar with it. Walworth County and its 100,000 people have, as its center, especially during tourism season, the spring and summer, Geneva Lake, this wonderful resource that's 21 miles around and deep enough for the most popular, arguably, attraction with all that the area offers, being the lake and the opportunity to cruise and experience it on these wonderful boats that remind you everything from turn-of-the-century steamboats to a Mississippi riverboat, I'd say, among the eight that you you have. And back in the 1870s, when this area became popular after the Chicago Fire, and people decided, like the Wrigleys or whatever, hey, we can hang out here after the fire while we rebuild, and others, it became a full-time home. But when the idea of boats on the lake started, for it was almost a form of mass transits between railroad and home, wasn't it?
Yes, it was absolutely a necessity, because back then a lot of the homes were not accessible by roads, so therefore they had to have a way to get to and from their homes along with getting their mail delivered.
The Chicago and Northwestern Railroad, which existed from the 1850s until about 20 years ago when it was incorporated into the Union Pacific, had a line that went up to Lake Geneva until 1976, and here into Williams Bay till 1965, and literally the boats would meet the train at the pier side?
Yes, they would.
And then off you would go to your house along the lake. And, you know, although certainly one can dine, one can enjoy ice cream, one can sightsee, there's still one really functional tour, isn't there, in terms of the service it provides to people getting their mail?
Absolutely. And it is by far the most popular cruise that the Lake Geneva Cruise Line offers. It is the mailboat tour, and it runs June through about the end of September-ish, I believe.
And if you were to walk along the lake, you would see piers with, mailboxes at the end like anything else. And when that starts up again, what would people see if they were to take the tour, and what would people experience at their home along the bay?
I got to tell you, it is so fun, because different homeowners, some like to play tricks and perhaps maybe leave some obstacles out in the way. So when the mailboat jumper, which are the kids that actually jump from the moving boat, and yes, the boat never stops, so they jump off the moving boat onto the pier, And like I just said, sometimes there's some obstacles. Maybe it's a noodle, maybe it's their dog, maybe it's their children. I mean, they can get very creative. But then they have to dodge that, get to the mailbox, put the mail in, then return onto the moving boat, and they jump. And most of the times, they make it onto the boat, but there have been those mishaps where they end up in the water.
It would be the equivalent of your letter carrier driving downhill, hopping out, running to the mailbox, and hopping back into the mail truck before it got away from them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Where do you find the kids for the mailboat runs?
Well, you know, we do a mailboat jumper tryout every year in June. We do invite the media, and each year it grows, and we get a lot of good coverage. But to answer your question, honestly, the kids are employees and have been. It is a coveted position with the Lake Geneva Cruise Line, so you really need to be promoted to that. Needless to say, you do need to be somewhat athletic and have a desire to perform the duties. And honestly, a lot of the kids, and we get a lot of repeat college students, high school students that come back year after year to work on the cruise line, and then they try out. And you know, the children that did it last year or the year before generally get their spots back, but they usually participate in the tryouts as well because it's a very fun event.
For anybody with a news background, it has to be the ultimate feature story to see ways that the Postal Service still gets things done. I believe there's out west, maybe it's in Utah, things are delivered by mule. In the old days, people in the Appalachians would take a horse up the mountainside. And so I know you've been on Charles Corralt and been in all kinds of famous national magazines. Would you say that's put the tours on the national consciousness more than any other?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, from CBS This Morning, NBC Nightly News, just to name a couple, I know that also we've received some international coverage as well. And the tours just become more and more popular every year.
We read from time to time that the mail service may have to cut back on Saturdays or special deliveries are switching around. This is probably going to go on for some time, isn't it?
Oh, I have no doubt that it will continue. It will not be affected by that. And we do deliver the mail 7 days a week. So on Sundays, what they do is they bring the newspaper.
Oh, that's marvelous. Now, let's give people a baseline feel. I guess we're going to create a generic tour, but how does your experience start? Where do you go in Lake Geneva to start out on a tour, and how does it progress?
All of our scheduled tours, including the mailboat tour, do go out of what's called the Riviera Docks. That's in downtown Lake Geneva, 812 Wrigley Drive. And you just go to the ticket counter, you purchase your tickets, you wait in line, and then you board the boat. And I did fail to mention that it is also a narrated tour. All of our tours are narrated, and they give you a nice look at the history of Lake Geneva, of the boats, of the mansions and estates that dot the shoreline. And they also talk about delivering the mail.
In history, Lake Geneva originally was a gathering for much of the rich and famous from Chicago, wasn't it?
That is correct.
All right. And names along with the Wrigleys of the chewing gum magnates and that. Do you get a pretty good look at some of these homes while you're going around the lake on the tours?
Oh, absolutely. The ones that are still standing. You mentioned, and then there's the Maytags, the Schwinns. Those are other names that are very, you know, well-known internationally, you know, worldwide, that did make Lake Geneva, as you mentioned earlier, their year-round home while they were rebuilding their homes in the Chicagoland area because of the fire.
I've even heard some delightful stories of the Wrigleys that if one was to walk along the shore path as late as the 1960s, the elder Mr. Wrigley would welcome the children up to his home, and share some gum, or they could dance in the fountain. You, in a sense, welcome all of the Midwest to Lake Geneva on these tours. What area do you reach out to, and where do folks come from to enjoy the tours?
They come from all over the country, honestly, but predominantly I would say the Chicagoland area is still our most frequent visitors. there are quite a few people that have homes, summer homes on the lake. And then we have the visitors that come up and stay in our beautiful hotels and resorts. It's their playground, and they have just, year after year, they come. We do a lot of marketing to those areas along with the Milwaukee area. But I know people come from as far as California, out east, Iowa, just Minnesota. It's kind of endless.
To paint a picture for people who haven't had that experience or maybe don't come through Lake Geneva that often, sometimes there's not a sense that you're even on a lake. To me, it feels like, you know, you're near an ocean, or you're in a famous bay like out near Seattle. There's just a big, expansive feel to it that I guess, you know, brought Lake Geneva to be known as the Newport of the Midwest. How does the Lake Geneva Tour Line go about on the gauge boats of giving you the sense of all there is to see and experience on that lake?
Well, again, that goes back to having all of our tours being narrated. They really, really paint a picture of the history of the lake itself. They paint the history of the homes, the estates, the mansions, the people that lived in them, their history, the history of Lake Geneva proper. They just do an exceptional job. And again, our captains also do a lot of the narrating, and they're just so well-versed. They come back year after year, and they just are so knowledgeable. So many of them are educators in the area, very, very smart people that are able to convey to the people on the boat, to our visitors, and really paint a great picture of the history.
Some of our listeners will go down to Chicago and hop on a tour boat and go along the Chicago River and along the Chicago lakefront, but there's a big difference between a Chicago tour and a Lake Geneva tour in the expertise of the narrators. How does your company, I mean, where do you find these people? And, how do they get so good at what they do?
You know, sometimes I think they find us, I'll be honest. You mentioned, I mean, Lake Geneva Cruise Line has been around for so long, and it's a part of the fabric of the Lake Geneva area. And as I mentioned, a lot of the captains are educators in our school system. So it's a perfect fit. They have summers off. So as soon as school is out, they put on their captain's shirt and their captain's hat, and they're on their game. A lot of the staff, again, we get a lot of the college students that started out as high school. They'd work in the summer. Again, kids have summers off. It's a perfect fit. And Harold Freestad, who has been the vice president of the Lake Geneva Cruise Line for, oh my gosh, at least, I'm sure it's close to 50 years, he just empowers his staff, and he educates them, and he is so passionate, so, so very passionate about the cruise line, that it just spills over to the people that report to him. And everybody is very passionate about making sure that our visitors, that our customers that come and take these cruises have the best possible experience that they can have.
I can say from my own experiences on the tours that I've gone on, there is not a feeling of disinterest. There is not a feeling of, wow, this is the third month I'm doing this. I can't wait to get back to college or whatever. The people truly, truly love what they're doing, and it comes across for your writers, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It is genuine. It is absolutely genuine. And to say we've had a perfect, you know, fit every time all of these years, probably not. But Harold and his team are very good at making sure that it is a good fit, that the people that come back year after year love what they do.
So you've boarded the boat, which is beautiful in appearance. The historic recreations of turn-of-the-century boats. And you sit down and that narration begins. Is there a typical path that I know you have different length tours? We should cover that first. What are the different lengths of how long you go and whether you go around the whole lake or not?
Jim, actually, there's several different tours to choose from that range anywhere from an hour to 3.5 hour tours. Just depends on, we also have where it's just the narrated scenic tours, and we also offer meal tours.
Right, and each tour you're going to get, I think, is the basics. First of all, don't you usually start out toward the mansions nearest the Lake Geneva area by the Riviera? The Riviera,
yes.
By the way, was, help me with the history on this, but I gather was a 1920s, 1930s era, beautiful ballroom, and now it's filled with shops. So you're already taken back in the past. Then the first thing you start seeing are the mansions.
That's true. Going back just to touch on the Riviera, the downstairs of the Riviera does have shops, but the upstairs is still a ballroom that is available for rent.
And we're going to get into later, too, that your boats are available.
Yes, that's
for
true.
For rent.
Yep.
And as you're looking out, so you're now moving away from the dock. What's the first thing you hear about these mansions, and are people of the mansions waving back or quickly pulling down their curtains and saying, "Leave us alone"?
No, I don't believe so. And because each tour is different, they start out in different areas. So, for instance, there's the Geneva Bay tour, which is our 1 hour tour. And that includes the eastern half of the lake and touches on many of the famous historic estates during that tour. There's also a two-hour full lake tour, and that is of, as it says, of the entire 20-plus miles shoreline, including Williams Bay, Fontana, and, of course, historic Yerkes Observatory is touched on. We've already talked about the U.S. mailboat tour, which is about a two-and-a-half-hour tour.
Mm-hmm.
You can do an ice cream social, grab the kids, grab the grandkids. It is such a delightful tour. It's about an hour and a quarter. It includes just about half of the lake and that delicious ice cream sundae with your choice of toppings. It's a very popular one. Other meal tours, we've got a luncheon tour, a champagne brunch. We even do a sunset dinner cruise. And if you like jazz, you can't miss the jazz music dinner cruise.
And then if you want to go... well, to use some nautical and entertainment terms, if you want to go full boat, top cabin, first class, what's the tour where you see everything and you're out there for probably the longest amount of time? Probably the Expanded Bay Tour?
Well, the Expanded Bay Tour is an hour and a half. I think that if you really wanted to do it upright, you would want to do one of our meal tours.
Okay.
So because you cover the entire lake, plus you get to eat.
I'm always going to try and do a quick synopsis to help us picture. Geneva Lake is 21 miles around and features a shoreline that the public is allowed to walk on, has always been allowed to walk on, and certainly they will see your boats crossing. If you time it right, you'll see one going out and one coming in, which is very picturesque. But you have Lake Geneva, which is probably the most populous along the lake with its downtown. And then as you go counterclockwise, you then would approach Williams Bay, which is home of the Yerkes Observatory from the University of Chicago, a very famous observatory with the world's largest non-mirror lens telescope, which dates back to 1890s. Then you go into Fontana, which is a beautiful area, the town of Lynn along the south portion of the lake. So it takes a while to get around and see the whole experience. If you are one who wants to take what I would say is arguably the second most popular tourist attraction, the Shore Path Tour, there are people who like to walk around the shore. Is there a way to do that in combination with a boat tour?
Absolutely. We call that the walk, talk, and gawk.
Who does the talking? Your wonderful narrators?
Okay.
Eat,
seat, and feet is what we call that. So what you can do is you can walk around as much of the lake as you want to, and there are specific pickup points where we will pick you up, and then you can join in on the luncheon cruise.
So are there ways to get halfway or a quarter way across?
Yes.
And then you
yes,
go, the,
there is.
Go the rest of the way?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The ice cream tour. This harkens back, I suppose, to the invention of the ice cream sundae, which some people said, I believe, was in Kenosha. Some people say started in Evanston. But anyways, again, you get that turn of the century feel, and you get this sumptuous ice cream. And let's talk about the vittles. What dinner cruise or luncheon cruise do you have here where one gets fed along the way?
Yeah, we offer a luncheon cruise, a champagne brunch, sunset dinner cruise, and then we also have a dinner cruise that has jazz music. And what you do is when you go to book your tickets, there's different menu selections that you have. So it's not that you just, it's a preset menu and you eat what's there. You actually get to pick what you would like to eat from a menu that has already been established, but at least you have some choices with it. And it's just, I mean, it's such a fabulous way to spend the afternoon or evening out on our beautiful spring-fed lake. So it's so crystal clear. And again, you get the narration, and you get this delicious food. You're out in the elements on a beautiful summer day or a beautiful fall day, and just you really, I think that they're the best cruises that we offer.
Does the same tour become a different tour during the course of the season, when you're seeing the flowers coming up, when you're seeing the summer, and the area changes from being a sleepy tourist area to a busy, and then the fall with the colors? Kind of take your time to do this. Walk us through the course of a season and what you're going to experience, even if you take that same tour twice or three times.
It is such a fabulous transition to watch. What we do, just to take it a little further, when the season's over, all of the boats for the Lake Geneva Cruise Line are brought over to what we call our Winter Harbor, which is in Williams Bay at Gage Marine. And they store them. Some of them come out of the water. And every winter, at least two or three boats have, I guess, not just worked on, but, I mean, really repaired, restained. They rotate it. All boats are touched in some way and, of course, updated and cleaned and winterized. But then they stay there until the early spring, until the ice melts and goes away. And then Harold starts taking the fleet back over to their summer home at the Riviera Docks. And as you watch them leave, it's sort of bittersweet because it's just like you've liked having them there all winter, but you realize that spring is here and that's even better. And then you follow. Last year I rode over with them on the boat, and you're right. I mean, to watch the trees start budding and to see the daffodils and the tulips coming up, and it's just such a refreshing time of the year, just knowing everything's alive again. And then fastly approaching that is summertime, and the boats and the Riviera docks are just busy with activity, and it's a good busy. People coming and going and having fun and looking at the different boats, and then as summer winds down, it's not as busy, but I will say fall is definitely our second season. The colors are spectacular around the lake, and we do quite a few cruises, and then once those leaves start falling off, then it's time for them to come back to the Winter Harbor.
And where else in America can you, in the course of an hour and a half or hour or two on the water, see a university, George Williams College, mm-hmm. The University of Chicago's Yerkes Observatory, the agriculture, the intricacies of life on the water, people on their motorboats. And as we mentioned, while having a bit to eat, if you'd like, or an ice cream social, this puts Gage Marine, the overall company, in the spot of being not only an entertainer but a restaurateur. And you took a little farther step with that a couple years back, didn't you, at your Williams Bay headquarters on the northwest portion of Geneva Lake by opening a restaurant that I think aspired to have some of the same qualities and experience as the tour boats give.
Yes, definitely. The restaurant, this will be, we're going into, I believe, our third summer season. And the restaurant is Pier 290 Restaurant. It was named because we are at Pier 290. I'm not sure if our listeners know, but the piers are numbered around the Geneva Lake. So Pier 290 is the name of the restaurant, and that's how you will find us if you're coming via boat, which we welcome you to do. We have slips waiting for you. And the phrase was coined, good food for good people. And the idea behind Pier 290 Restaurant, which is genuinely one of the only restaurants directly on the lake where you can get up from your seat, walk on our beach, into your boat, get on the water. I mean, it's just spectacular. But the reason behind good food for good people, we use only fresh ingredients. We prepare so many, almost all of our dishes from scratch. We use local vendors. We use local farmers. We use local cheesemakers. We're looking for even wine, dairy. We really like to use locally sourced ingredients in our dishes because we care. We care what goes into our body, and we care what goes into your body. So when we say good people, everybody is good people. Everybody is welcome at Pier 290 Restaurant. You've got to check it out. It's just spectacular views. The food is delicious, and you can feel good about eating it.
And much as the boats, it's a gathering point. When I walk around the lake, and I walk past the Williams Bay portion and reach Pier 290. You know, there's beautiful fire pits operating. There's large TVs.
Mm-hmm.
If the summer sport happens to be on, or the Kentucky Derby or whatever. And to me, I've described the area, in fact, on several of these Community Matters shows, as Martha's Vineyard without so much Martha. It just has a big feel, but a small feel at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I failed to mention, when they started designing the restaurant and started trying to figure out exactly what they wanted that feel to be, Bill Gage, Jr., who is the current president of Gage Marine, he wanted to use resources that were from around the lake. So they have repurposed so many of the materials and items used in the restaurant, from boat propellers, from estates or mansions that were torn down for whatever reason. He's brought in and repurposed doors and used them as something purposeful in the restaurant. I mean, you just, every time you go in there, you see something new.
I want to talk more about that restaurant in your home base area as we move into the second half of our program. You're listening to Community Matters on WGTD-FM in Kenosha, Racine, Lake Geneva, and Elkhorn, and online, WGTD.org. And our guest this morning is Becky Connolly, the head of marketing and advertising for Gage Marine, providers of the Lake Geneva Cruise Line, Pier 290 Restaurant, and a number of other services that someone along the lake or a boater, boatist would use. And Becky, at your summer base or your winter base where the boats stay during the winter, it's also a year-round base with a restaurant, a boat repair facility, a dock. It's really quite a hubbub of industry, entertainment, and food as well.
You are absolutely right. It really never slows down at Gage Marine at our Williams Bay campus. And in the winter months, as I mentioned earlier, if you are with us, a lot of the boats that are used for the Lake Geneva Cruise Line are repaired and restored at the Williams Bay campus. We also do other repairs around the campus. We have two other locations. One's on Highway 50 in Delavan, and one's on Theater Road in Williams Bay. We do fiberglass repair, engine repair, anything boat-related that you can think of. We also store your boats for you. We get them out in the spring, get them ready, clean them up, make sure that they're tuned up, ready to go for your summertime enjoyment.
Bill Gage Jr., who you mentioned, the third generation of the family that's taken over what began as really the Lake Geneva steamer line in the 1870s with the original Lady of the Lake, and there's a recreation of that boat, and my favorite boat, the Steamboat Louise, which has a deep throaty steam blast that you hear. When you built the Pier 290 restaurant at your headquarters in Williams Bay, there is so much history on the walls there. It's like a museum in itself that's probably worth a tourist visit, even if you don't stop for the locally sourced food.
Oh, it's amazing what they've compiled and put together. A lot of work went into that. We call it the Hall of Fame, and it's one of the entrances that you can come into the restaurant, but it's a long hallway, and on either side, on both walls, are just photos and plaques and memorabilia from the area, from when the Playboy Club was here. There's pictures from the Abbey back in the 60s when it first opened up. Of course, all kinds of memorabilia from Gage Marine, because as you mentioned, he's third generation. His grandfather founded the company. And it's just, it's amazing how all these photographs, and it really is rich in history.
And we have a wonderful museum in town here, and of course all kinds of other tourist attractions. But if you had 20 minutes, if you only had 20 minutes to get a sense of the Geneva Lakes area, walking through your hallway on the way into the Pier 290 restaurant would do it. I mean, for goodness sakes, if you were to go out to the Grand Geneva Resort, which was originally, you know, Hugh Hefner's, you know, Chicago area, Wisconsin, Playboy Club, but you've got the only bunny outfits. Mm-hmm. They don't display any. They don't talk that much about their history out there. But you've got bunny outfits. You've got the railroad information. You've got the advertisements and the fashions and the pictures of what it was like to live around this area in the 1880s, the 1920s, the 1970s. Just a fascinating look. And not only are you responsible for marketing and overseeing the tour boats and the restaurants, but you've got retail shops too, don't you?
Yes, we do. We've got two fabulous retail shops. Shops at Pier 290, one that is, we've named it just recently, the Boatique in the Bay. Little play on words there. But that is located directly across from what we call the canopies. And the canopies are the outdoor dining and bar area. And we carry Lilly Pulitzer, among other top-line fashions. Our director of retail keeps it fresh. She gets new inventory in almost weekly. You can buy outfits for the entire family. We've got accessories. And then in the shop, the second shop, which is located inside the actual restaurant, you can get anything from a tube to a pull rope to oil to, again, you can get a sweatshirt, and they've got apparel and accessories in there as well. And most recently, they are trying to launch a bridal registry, so that if brides who have grown up in this area and love the Lake Geneva, you know, lake life, they can get things, items, and register and have their, you know, guests purchase them for them.
And during the Christmas season, we talked about, you know, the aspects of what you see from a boat, from a tour boat during spring, summer, and fall. But in Christmas, there's a unique winter experience. You see the boats at dockside at your Williams Bay base, and you added a Christmas aspect to your retail experience as well last year, a Christmas shop.
Yes, we did, and it was very well received. I'm quite certain we'll grow it again this year. But the shop, what I told said was the Boatique in the Bay. That is what we set up for our Christmas shop. And we had all kinds of different Christmas ornaments, displays, apparel. You could come in and deck out your entire Christmas tree if you wanted to.
I want to talk a little bit more about the idea of the restaurant, and I'm sure some of it by association too, perhaps with the culinary offerings that end up on the cruise line, the different boats. How do you go about finding a local farmer or a local tree? I mean, do you literally fan out to these areas? Do you drive down the road? Do you go to conventions? How do you go about fulfilling that mission of as you term it, good food for good people?
I think a little bit of everything you mentioned. This area is not huge, so to be able to just kind of drive around and see what's out there and wonderful people like you and other people that write in our local newspapers, when they cover, let's say, like Alden Farms, they do a story on them. Of course, we're going to read it, and then we go out and we meet with the people, and the negotiations start there. It's amazing to me how many locally sourced farmers there are in Walworth County, and not just Walworth County, actually just in our area of Lake Geneva, Walworth, Fontana, Williams Bay. It's amazing how many are out there and how successful they are, and they're very passionate about making sure that their food is clean.
Lake Geneva is just intertwined with the northern Chicago area. You see a lot of Illinois license plates. You see a lot of college and high school decals on the back of summer home residents. So it's not hard to see a connection between Chicago and Lake Geneva, because people have been coming here for years by US 12 and US 94. So much so that eventually that led to the end of the railroad passenger service. But let's talk about this corridor between Kenosha and Lake Geneva. I love, as a resident of the Geneva Lakes area, I can't believe that I'm in Kenosha, you know, 30, 35, 40 minutes later, and there I am looking at all the wonderful things that Kenosha has to offer. Do you ever want to say to Kenosha and Racine, folks, just hop on 50, you'll be here before you know it and see some interesting things?
Let me say it now. Folks, jump on Highway 50. It's not going to take you long to get to Lake Geneva. You got to come down to the Riviera Docks. You got to check out the Lake Geneva Cruise Line. Hop on one of our boats. It is super simple.
In addition to being a tour boat operator, a vacation site, a restaurateur, a maintainer of boats, a keeper of history, you are also a architectural tour now with the Black Point Tour. Tell us a little bit about the Black Point estate, where I think you also get to step off the boat, don't you?
Jim, you do, and I've got to tell you, it has quickly become a very popular tour. The Black Point Estate Tour is about a 3.5-hour tour. It is the only estate tour on the lake, which is pretty awesome. And you start with a narrated sightseeing tour along the North Shore before disembarking at the Black Point Estate. Mm-hmm. And then you get a guided tour from one of the knowledgeable guides that is a Black Point employee. And now they not only take you on the first and second floor of the home, but they take you around the beautifully manicured grounds. It is absolutely breathtaking. And then you get back on the boat, and you take it back to the Riviera Docks via the south shore of the lake.
Was this the home of, like so many of the mansions, a prominent Chicago business person?
Yes, he from Germany originally. He was a beer baron, and he and his family resided at Black Point. And I don't want to slaughter his name. It was Conrad Seip.
All right, I'll join you on that, and we'll go in consensus that it was Conrad Seip, a good German beer. And imagine people coming to Wisconsin to learn about beer and cheese and ice cream. Who'd have thought it?
Exactly.
And that has to be an experience, even if you're an old hand at taking the tours. That has to be like going to an art gallery and all of a sudden being able to step into one of the paintings. I mean, it must have been so exciting for your corporation to say, hey, we're going to be able to step off that boat and get them in to see one of these places.
Oh, absolutely. And it is so, it's so rich in history. And they have done such a good job of staging the mansion, Black Point. When you walk in, I mean, it's as you mentioned earlier, it's like you're stepping into a painting. You're stepping back in history. Just from the china, they have the dining room table set with the most beautiful china, and they've got the silver, and then they've got the crystal goblets. My favorite part of Black Point, other than, of course, the dresses and some of the clothing that they had kept from back when the Bear Baron was and his family were there, he had this huge dollhouse, and it's encased in acrylic now, but it's something that you have to see. It's so intricate and detailed. it was for his children.
And although the newest, it's in some ways the granddaddy of your tours because it's 3.5 hours long, and you get 90 minutes inside that 19th century estate. Just remarkable. Let's talk menu a little bit. From the purveyors of the Pier 290 restaurant, when you go on a luncheon tour, you get, what do I see here, tenderloin tips and various iterations of chicken breast to choose from. Are there the same chefs cooking up things at the restaurant? Is that the tours or two different folks?
It's two different. It is. And the reason for that, they were considering having our restaurant provide the food for the cruise tours. However, the size of the kitchen, it was not feasible. It just wasn't. We are not the Pier 290 restaurant does not cater. We do host private events, but the kitchen is not equipped to handle the masses of people that are on the boats.
If you wanted to know a little bit more about all this, I imagine, first of all, the place to go is your online site, www.cruiselakegeneva.com. And I understand that there also have been things written about the boats, including your first female jumper, who was one of the first of those teens to jump off the boat on the mailboat cruise and deliver mail. What was her name and what's her story?
Her name is Elaine Canellis, and I've been told this story a couple of times, so I hope I get it right. But from what I understand, and I had the privilege of meeting her last year, but she was an employee of the cruise line, and her family owned a home on the lake, so she summered up here. And she saw all of these boys doing all the mail jumping. And so she finally went and said, why is it just boys? Why can't a girl do mail jumping? So they had her try out, and sure enough, she did it. And then she was now the first female mail jumper. So fast forward a few years, and now she has written a book about it. And she, oh gosh, I think she lives in New York, if I'm not mistaken now, but she came back the end of last summer to do a book signing, and she did it over at the cruise line, and we helped her promote that. And then she also came over for an afternoon at Pier 290 restaurant and did some book signings. She's a delightful woman, and she's got a lot of good stories from when she did her mail jumping days.
In the minute or so that we have left, I'd just like to kind of recapture the whole sense of what you at Gage Marine offer with the various Geneva Lake cruise line boats, the dining experiences, the fun cruises, the chance to see mail actually being delivered at docks. There is a certain elegance to what you do and everything you do. Is it the commitment to history? Is it the sense of being a third generation with the Gages? Is it the nature of the Geneva Lakes area itself that this isn't some roadside third largest ball of string attraction with a cardboard sign? This is a very elegant, well thought out, historic, community-based business in almost every aspect you cover it, isn't it?
It really is. And Russell Gage, who was the first generation Gage to start Gage Marine, he laid the groundwork. And he was very serious and very committed. Customer service is our only service was his coined phrase. And we still live by that today.
And Becky Connolly, the Director of Advertising and Marketing for the Lake Geneva Cruise Line Boats and Gage Marine, operator of the Pier 290 restaurant in Williams Bay, I want to thank you for joining us on Community Matters. And who knows, maybe someday we'll do a show as we travel the lake.
Thank you, Jim. It's been my pleasure to be here.
I want to wish you all a great and gracious good afternoon, and you're listening to WGTD FM and HD out of Kenosha Racine and Lake Geneva and Elkhorn. I'm Jim McClure. Take care.
You've been listening to Community Matters, a program that airs every Saturday morning at 11:15 on WGTD. For an online recording of today's show, log on to WGTD's website at wgtd.org. click Talk and go to Community Matters. Your gateway to public radio is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, a local celebrity art auction with hors d'oeuvres and musical entertainment will take place Friday evening, May 29th at the Best Western Harborside. Proceeds benefit Lemon Street Gallery. Tickets are available in advance at Lemon Street on Sheridan Road.
Support for WGTD comes from Vero International Cuisine in Racine on 6th Avenue near Monument Square, featuring American food with an international twist in a serene setting with